And maybe some of you were on the call yesterday. If you were on live with Eric Worre, which was a highly promotional call, all I can say is that, you know, if you wanted to be sold on everything Eric Worre does for everybody, that was really the premise why he did the call. He's always self-promotional, and I have no problem. That's his business. That's what he's into, and he's good at it, right? We know Eric Worre is good at self-promotion. And so a lot of the call was focused on, you know, how to win his different programs or win books or win this or win that or sign up for this program. But there was a lot of good content as well. So I'm just going to go over the content of his call because I thought it would be exciting for you to hear, and it was exciting for me to see what were the top 10 secrets for the multimillionaire networkers. And these are networkers that are making, you know, made over $1 million in network marketing, and there are many of them today, and there are many people today that are making $1 million a year in network marketing. In fact, there are more in Manatech. I think the number of people making more than $1 million is more than doubled or tripled in Manatech in just the last year because of the new comp plan as well. But that's a great thing because we have more platinum presidentials than ever, and people are really, you know, doing very, very well under the new compensation plan. So let's talk about what those 10 characteristics are, because and give yourself, I'm just going to tell you right now, on the side of your outline, if you have a copy of the outline printed or you have some notes that you're taking, give yourself a grade. Am I an A, B, C, D, or do I totally fail? Don't ever give yourself an F because you're always doing something. So get rid of the F. But and you can give yourself an A minus or a B plus or whatever you want to go in that direction. But give yourself a grade on each one of these 10 so that at the end of the call, you can go back and you can go, wow, where do I see myself having my greatest weaknesses? And that's where you want to start working on yourself, right? Yeah, that's where you want to put some time and energy in. And there's tons of great books out there. I'll give you a couple of suggestions on some of them. But there's tons of great reading materials, books out there that can help move you forward in different categories. So, and you can Google them there yourself to find the best books out there. I just started writing down a couple of books because I read all the time. So it's fun for me to have these at my fingertips. But so let's talk about number one. So, and again, don't forget to give yourself a grade on each one of these. So number one characteristic, top characteristic of these millionaire networkers is unshakable belief. Unshakable belief. And that is oh so true. They believe bigger. They believe faster. And it's not just a belief in one thing. It's a belief, number one, in the company they're with. How do we get our belief in our company? And some of you remember there's a belief scale out there about 6 different categories, and we used to use that a lot. If you're interested in that, I'm pretty sure it's posted on our did we do a review of that?
Yeah.
I know I did a Monday call on it, so you might look at that. It'd be under personal development probably because a lot of these categories fall under personal development. But it's really about your beliefs. And there's 6 questions they ask you in 6 different categories of where your belief is in yourself and your ability to lead. So they broke down themselves in 2 categories. But had the company, the products, network marketing as a profession, all these things were outlined in that belief scale. So it's a way of giving you on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? And your belief in Manatech as a company, on a scale of 1 to 10, where's your belief in your company? Because if you're waffling and wavering on that, it's really hard for you to go out there and sell people to join the company. And you know, our company is just doing phenomenal today. It's got some of the best products. It's got some of the greatest materials out there. I mean, they're supporting the field in a huge new way, and I'm enjoying that kind of commitment that they have to all of us out in the field. So it's great. But you where are you on committed to this company and believing in Manatech as a company? And when you realize that what 90% of the people that companies that start network marketing, they die in the first 3 years. Manatech's been around for over 20 years. 24 years, in fact, I think. I think they started in 94, so this would be their 24th year in the industry. So, and next year's their 25th year anniversary, and they have that special, you know, cruise that they're planning for that. But the idea is that this is a company that's been around for 24 years, so you know that it's taken a lot when 80-90% of the company's network marketing fall apart within 3 to 4 years. So, huge. So what's your belief in our company? Publicly traded, all the things they do to support us in 101 ways to be the best we can be. Number two, what's your belief in the products? I think probably most people in Manitech, you know, they usually get it around 100% when they hit that product line. In fact, every single time I've given the belief scale to people in trainings, products is always where it comes out on top. There's undeniable confidence in the products, and there should be because these products are unquestionably the best. And it's nice to see Manitech now using the best aloe in the industry all over the face of our materials. Now, they, you know, they're subject to scrutiny by law. You can't make statements that aren't true. So when your company, your legal department, your outside legal service, you know, support system is saying it's okay for you to say you have the best, what do you think you have, people? You have the best. And the reason you have the best is no one else has the amount of Ace Man and Mannose, all those ingredients that are in our product. No one else grows their aloe like we grow. No one else puts all the energy and effort behind how they process it. You know, it's incredible that no one else has enriched soils of Costa Rica, volcanic enriched soils, virtually cleanest air of any aloe growing anywhere. We've got some aloe plant growers in Texas, and they're right near oil fields. Do you know what oil fields disperse? Do you know how the stench around oil fields? Have you ever been around oil fields? Well, that's just not smell. That's in the smell comes from what's in the air, and what's in the air is what lands on the ground. You follow me? So Manitech. They have the right partner in this industry, unquestionably. So products. Where are you in the products? Network marketing as a profession. You know. Some of you, for me, it was one of my problems I had when I first got involved because, first of all, I didn't have any prejudice against network marketing because I'd really never heard of it. Here I was, 42 years old. No one in 42 years of my life had ever approached me to join a network marketing company. And I always laugh because I said to myself, I said, probably because I was on people's chicken list. You know, when they tell you to build your list and they put build your chicken list separate, those are people that you're intimidated by that you probably wouldn't want to go and approach. Well, being vice president, general counsel, multi-billion-dollar company and lawyering all those years, people probably didn't look at Mary Jo as somebody who would want to do network marketing. And you know what? They were right. If you would have approached me back then, I probably wouldn't have been open to it. But what opened my eyes to Manitech and doing network marketing had nothing to do with the model. It had everything to do with the quality of Ambertose, that product, changing my father's life, other people's lives, listening to testimonial. I mean, it blew me away. And I just knew I wanted to be a part of something that made this huge a difference in people's lives. I mean, it was like captivated me. Now, what network marketing was, I had no idea. I had to figure that out. But network marketing as a profession, now I'm going to tell you, number one, I only teach my kids how to be entrepreneurs. And because entrepreneurs, now if they choose network marketing, that's up to them. But I love the model, and they know I love the model. I have two of my kids, my niece and nephew, are both in network marketing with me. My other two kids are not. My other two kids chose to do real estate, and I helped them finance them into entrepreneurship there. And my other one wanted to be a midwife, and her husband wanted to be a construction guy, who remodeling guy, and carpet cleaning business. And you know, right now my oldest stepdaughter's in her 40s, and they're multimillionaires. They own two Century 21 franchises, one in Austin, Texas, and one in Georgetown, two of the fastest growing towns in all of Texas. So, and they own it because I help them become entrepreneurs. So I love that. And my other stepdaughter's a multimillionaire in her 30s. She has her own number one top midwifery business in all of Dallas-Fort Worth, and her husband's a top carpet cleaning guy in the Fort Worth, the city of Fort Worth, and does remodeling work. So they're I couldn't be happier with that. But that it wasn't network marketing, but it was entrepreneurship, and that's what I love, and that's what I believe in. But network marketing is a lot of people don't have an auntie or a stepmom or somebody like that that's willing to give them $250,000 to finance them into a new business, right? And so what do you have to do for network marketing? It's a great place you can start, and you can still become a millionaire. And you can become a millionaire in Manitech with $49.99 investment. I don't know anywhere in the world where you can make $49.99 investment to become a millionaire. It's crazy. It's almost insanity. You know, you have no risk up front. You have $49.99, and you have an unbelievable future available to you. So network marketing as a profession, you know, it's a super profession. Are there bad people in network marketing? Absolutely. Are there bad people in Century 21 businesses? Absolutely. Are there bad people in the midwifery business or the carpet cleaning business or the, you know, construction business? Absolutely. There's one thing I can guarantee you. There are bad people on this earth. I wish there weren't, but they are. But the idea of trying to, you know, put a black mark on an industry just because there might be people that you don't like or that you didn't agree with or that sometimes you see doing all this self-promotional stuff and you find it discouraging, that's crazy because there's some unbelievably wonderful people in network marketing. Unbelievable. And they are doing such an awesome job. I mean, Eric Worre, some people like him, some people don't. But you know what? He's an awesome guy. Look what he's done and how he's contributed to the network marketing industry, helping people build their dreams. And the thing I love the most about network marketing is it takes no education. I mean, formal education. It takes a lot of education. We learn from books. We learn from trainings. We learn from other people who are successful. But network marketing as a profession, nothing like it. I don't know anywhere else you can go for $49.99 and become a millionaire. So awesome profession. It's just delving into it, getting into it, and just continuing to invest in yourself to be the best you can be. And then what about belief in yourself? That's a big thing because that's the one thing that probably stops people the most. All the other things, they could, you know, can slow people down, but if you don't believe in yourself, guess what? It's not going to happen. As a man thinketh, so is he. If you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're always going to be right. So what is it going to take you to shift from I believe I can't to I believe I can? It's called educating yourself, investing in yourself, investing in being at Manifest, investing in being in calls like Mary Jo's or the Thursons or Wendy. There are a lot of presidentials out there doing weekly calls. You can grab a lot of great information on and grow. And then read good books. Go to some self-development seminars, you know, but don't get caught up in that and become a self-guru like most people. You know, they fall in love with it and they go, oh, I want to do this the rest of my life. And I go, sure. No, no, no. Take what you learn and become the best so you can finance people. That's what I did. I was attracted to jump into self-development too, and I was like, no, no, no. I'm going to just make millions so I can pay for people to go and have those experiences that will totally change their life. And that's more exciting to me than being a part of that. So, but, you know, you got to, what is your belief system in yourself? And write that down. Again, where are you? On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? And then unmovable, being unmovable, you know, it's kind of unshakable, the unshakable Molly Brown, some of you heard that one. So when somebody doesn't have as strong a belief, their belief transfers to them. That's what this means. In other words, if you come across somebody that doesn't have a strong belief system, you are so strong in your belief that your conviction alone convinces somebody else. I look at this and I say to myself, this is why I go in the mission field all the time, because my conviction about Jesus Christ impacts people's lives everywhere I go. They just see it. They know it flows through my blood. They know it comes out of what every breath I breathe. It's who I am as a person, right? And the same thing happens in the network marketing industry. When you love this model so much, people get to know you and they see it. It just oozes from your skin. It comes out of your pores. And you know what? They go, wow, I want to be a part of that. Even if their belief isn't where yours is, when they find somebody who believes that deeply and sincerely, you know what? You become a huge attractor factor. Do you have that? And how can you shift to be there? So just look at that as your standard. My belief is so strong, my belief in network marketing is so strong that when I meet other people, my belief transfers to them. Okay, great. So that's unshakable belief. Number two, absolute total focus. Oh, by the way, if you want to read a good book on belief, The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol is one of them. There are plenty of them out there, but that's one that just came to my head. Absolute total focus. Focus on goals. We focus on goals. We focus on our contribution we're making. We focus on developing other teammates and investing in our team. We focus on their success and their outcomes. That's what focus is all about. We're open to innovation. In other words, we look at new things that come up and new ideas and new concepts, but we're not distracted by it. we don't start chasing, you know, things in different arenas. Like, I got really tied into doing a separate program using funnel systems on social media. I didn't take it to my downline because I wanted to test it first. And I still have it in the testing process because, notwithstanding some of my success, I want to make it duplicatable for everyone before I ever even present it. So it's, I'm not distracted, and I'm not about to distract other people, but I am open to innovation. We get on the, you know, on a track and we stay on it. We don't jump off. We don't get sidetracked. How many of you can raise your hand and say, oh, Mary Jo, I get sidetracked all the time, or I can see myself getting sidetracked. Some of you get sidetracked every hour. We have so many gadgets today, right? We have so much. We have iPhones. We have this. We have that. We have all these things going on. We have so many mechanisms that can tie us into people at the drop of a hat that, I mean, I think we've created the greatest ADD society in the world with all the technology distractions we have. And the problem with it is that we never get to really a deep level of thinking on something because we're shallow, because we're about to jump onto something else. We shift. We don't stay focused on what we have to do. We don't stay focused on the one thing. So, and remember Brian Tracy. Some of you guys were at Manifest, and you remember Brian Tracy. This is the power of this focus concept. He said, you know, he interviewed multi-billionaires. He said, what's the most important characteristic for success? And the ones that he interviewed said the same thing. The number one word that came up over and over and over was the word focus, that crystal clear, direct, pointed focus. So is that what you have on your Manatech business? Are you focused on reaching your goals? Are you focused on winning the luggage? Some of you go, oh, I really don't like that green luggage. It's pretty ugly. Come on, man. Win it. Win it because you can. You know, people used to say, well, Mary Jo, you've been to Alaska 3 times. Why are you going to win the next incentive? I go, I'm going to win it because I can. I win it because I can. I win it because I'm a leader. Leaders lead by example. So are you a leader? This luggage is a great example for you. It's the easiest incentive you'll ever have. 3 signups, 150 PB. Win it because you can. Win it because you are a leader. Win it because you set the example. You get it? But you got to focus on winning it. You can't just toss it to the side. Focus on winning it. I committed to win it the minute they announced it. And when they announce the next incentive, I'm going to commit to win that one too. So just commit and focus on it, and focus on your goals, focus on your contribution, focus on developing a team, focus on their outcomes. You want to, again, you stay on track. Don't go into the ditch. Some of us do jump in a ditch. Something goes awry and we jump in a ditch. And then we start looking around for other opportunities. We get distracted because we're in the ditch. You know, if any of you have ever had a job, or any of you have ever been in another business or started your own business, anything like that, you always know there are ditches everywhere. There are things that go wrong in every environment. I laugh sometimes when I look at people expecting Manatech corporate to be perfect. I just laugh because I ran my own company at one time. In fact, twice. I had 2 of my own companies that I owned. I was vice presidential counsel of a multi-billion-dollar company. I saw things going wrong all the time. It's just there are things that are uncontrollable. There are bad decisions are made. Raise your hand if you've never made a bad decision in your life. Hello? None of you are raising your hands. Bad decisions are made frequently. I mean, you try to limit them and you try to limit the repercussions of them. But so the idea is that, you know, you want to stay on track. You want to get away from, you know, going off into crazy directions. We love to find diversions in network marketing because then it takes us off the pressure of going out and what? Talking to people that we don't know. Hello, that's our business, is talking to people we don't know. Anyone ever figure that out? When you get done with the warm list, you got to build a cold list, right? It's like talking to people you don't know. What a joy that is. I love meeting new people. In fact, people, when I go places with people, they have to drag me away because I start conversations with anybody everywhere. And you say, well, Mary Jo, how do you get good at that? I mean, you just are so social and you have such a diverse background. You can talk about any. And I go, go do it. It's not Mary Jo that I used to not talk to anyone because I was a lawyer and I had no communication ability except how to, you know, talk at some intellectual level that didn't relate to anybody out there. So if I can convert, anyone can convert. But the beauty of it is you always have something you have to offer to somebody. So just know that you have something great to offer them. So anyway, so you want to go out there and you want to, you know, stay on track, stay on focus, keep focus on what we know works, what we know is the most important things we do every day, and focus on that and make it happen. Don't get yourself off focus. Number three, consistency. Oh, power of focus, by the way. Jack Canfield, Mark Fixer Hansen, Les Hewitt all wrote a book called The Power of Focus, one of my favorite books, one of my favorite of all time. And obviously, I spent a lot of focus on focus this morning because it is that critical a characteristic. So definitely get yourself back into focusing and get off that, you know, put your phone somewhere else, off the table or somewhere, so you're not looking, checking up how your stocks are doing or what's going on in the political realm or what's happening over in, you know, Santa Fe, Texas right this moment. I mean, you know, those things aren't going to totally change your life. What's going to totally change your life is focusing on your Manatech business. And until you get that really straight and you make a commitment, you're going to be out of focus. Consistency. So good at staying on their effort, recruiting and staying in contact. Consistency. Contacting your downlines. Your behavior needs to be consistent. Like when you look at Mary Jo, you go, oh my gosh, who? I have the longest running Monday morning call, or not Monday morning, any call in Manatech. I even outrank anything corporate's done because they're stop and start and stop. But you know what? One thing for sure, for 20 some years now, Mary Jo has had what? I think we started in, 18 years is it running? 18 or 19 years. We've had this Monday morning call every single Monday morning. I mean, you know, if there's a holiday, but every Monday morning. And the proof of that is just look at manatrain.net, look at all the 1,000 outlines that are there. Every Monday morning, that's 52 weeks a year. That's a lot of calls, but it's called consistency. So, you know, consistency is critical. Be a constant. Why is it critical? It's critical for you because there's certain activities you need to do consistently. We need to contact and invite. We need to share the plan. We need to follow up and close. We need four core behaviors consistently done day in, day out, day in, day out. There's a reason I have a prospect to bring to the meeting tomorrow night because I consistently go out there and share my belief in Amber Toast, my belief in Manatech, my belief in the network marketing model with other people. Whether they agree or not agree, it doesn't matter. Take it or leave it, doesn't matter. They're not going to rock my boat. The only thing that rocks my boat is me. They don't rock my boat. But I have that focus and unshakable belief, and now I consistently go out there and share with people. So we just being consistent with it and my recruiting, staying with the contact in my downline. I have weekly team calls every single week. Every single week I do a weekly team call every week. In addition to my Monday morning call, I do a team call every single week. And my team calls now, half of them are product education and half of them are business because people love products so much, so I just shifted a little bit to give them the fodder they love. But I always do, you know, every other week as a business training. So just another in addition to my Monday calls. But stay consistent in your recruiting. I tell people today, you know, one of the big things I took away from Brian Tracy's talk at Manifest was, you know, lock down your time. Focus on the one thing. What if you could do one thing every day, what would that one thing be that would be most important to cause you to grow your business? It would be recruiting, right? So now I lock off time. Every single day I have a block of time where it's locked off just for recruiting. Can't do anything else except recruiting. That's called consistency. Every day have a blocked off time for recruiting. Every day. And don't start double talking yourself. Just do it. Take your day timer. You all should have one. And highlight every day, where's my recruiting time? And go out and recruit. Or get on the phone and recruit. Whatever it takes you to go out and find new people and get new people excited about Manatech. And you do it every day, no matter what happens. That's the hard thing. Consistency, we break consistency because we come against a roadblock and then we give up. And we say, well, yesterday was such a disaster, I'm depressed, or I blah, blah, blah. Oh, wham, wham, wham. Quit it. How many people out there need these products? Every human being who breathes. Every human being who breathes. So why aren't you going and sharing them? Because you don't care about other people? I don't want to come to that conclusion for you. So consistency. Be consistent. So make it productive. And he asked in the call, he said, how many of us, you know, some days we're really productive. We go out there and we might spend 4 hours prospecting or whatever. And other days we don't do that. He goes, how many days? He asked the whole people on the call yesterday, how many days do you have? How many days do you have productive days that are really productive days in a year? How many days? And he said, for most of people, less than 30 good, solid business days a year. For most people in network marketing. For the millionaire networkers, they averaged over 200. So imagine that, 200 versus 30. Do you think there's a difference between millionaire networkers and perhaps where you are? So how do I get to 200? How do I get? Well, there are 52 weeks in a year, right? So what if I just said, I'm going to do 2 hours a day? That's a good networking day for me if I recruit 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Now, you know, it's silly for me because Saturday is one of my favorite times for prospecting because there's so many, you know, events going on, whether it's a fair or it's a, you know, whether art fair or it's a, you know, a home and garden show or whatever. They're just, I mean, it's so, they're literally, and I'm fortunate because I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that we have two major cities to go to for all these events. In all the outlying communities, Polka Fest and also, I mean, it's crazy. There's so much stuff going on. So there's no end to the number of people I can meet in a weekend. No end. But the important thing is to go do it, sign up for it. So sometimes my if I'm going to do 5 days a week, one of them is always going to be a Saturday, right? But choose, block out your prospecting time. And if you do that, and let's say you end up, some of your days go by the wayside, but you do it 4 days a week. You're still going to be at 200. You're going to fit right in the realm of what professional network marketers do. Then you'll become what? That million-dollar earner. So be consistent. And most important thing to be consistent with is recruiting, because that's our number one thing that we do as network marketers. Number four, hard work. He called it hard work, but he kind of said it's really, I want to call it immersion. I want to almost call it obsession. It's not like being a stalker out there, being an obsessed with something, but it's immersing yourselves in the MLM universe. You become obsessed with growth. You become obsessed with signing up that new person. You become obsessed, you know, and that's what incentives are so good, because they help drive that obsession for you. You're not just out there on your own. You're now striving to earn something, right? And that's why goal setting is so big, because you have goals set for yourself, and now you get obsessed with reaching the goals that you've set. Those are the people that win, the ones that have goals. Set a goal. I have goals on my whiteboard in my office of exactly where I'm going to be each month, month to month to month. I have my March goals I didn't hit, but my April goals, which I set in February, I hit. So I exploded through March, and I hit April. So now I have May goals to hit. So that's why it makes me go out there. But that's the hard work, the immersion. I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with growth. I'm obsessed with helping others. I'm also obsessed with helping and saving kids' lives all over the world. I mean, participating in all of that packing that was done at Manifest was huge for me, because it got me my boots on the ground with MANA Relief, right? I mean, it's, or I should say with our M5M Foundation, went back to our old days, MANA Relief, which is still alive and well, by the way. M5M Foundation, that was just amazing to me to be a part of, being boots on the ground with that, and it got my heart and soul back into the relevancy of what we're doing every day with these products and with the sales, and how touching is that to have that in your life. So, you know, get sold out on M5M. I can get you sold out, but that's the idea. You can't just be involved. How many of you raise your hand right now, just be honest with yourself. How many of you are just involved with Manatech? Circle that one. Give yourself a 1 there instead, on a scale of 1 to 10. If you're just involved, you're at like a 1. Are you obsessed with it? Are you totally immersed? Are you all in? Are you playing all in? Are you playing full out? Or are you just pure playing, toying with it? If you really want to be successful, you got to be sold out. Number 5. Constant improvement. I think all you guys are on that track, because so many of you on this call are on my Monday call every week. So you're obviously committed to growth. If because otherwise you wouldn't show up on my Monday call. You want to get more maturity. You want to get more insight. You want to learn new things. You're committed to growing as a person. That's what you want to do. And you can look at people all over. Even, you know, some people say to me, they go, Mary Jo, you just are like this. You read like how many books? 2 books a month. You do these calls. Your eyes into education. I would die without it. My brain doesn't get overloaded. My brain has unlimited capacity to absorb things. And now I need, when I get new things, I get to go out and implement and try, experiment with them and see if they work. I go to events. I'm going to the ANMP. I don't know how many of you are going to that. You know, it's a convention I go to virtually every year in May. And it's awesome. It's off the charts. This year, I think it's the first weekend in June, so it's capturing me right before I go to Brazil. But what's so important to it, it's just I hang out with all the biggies in network marketing, right? And why do I go there? Because they have nuggets for me to hear. And you know what? You guys actually get it because I wrap up the ANMP the week after I go. So you get to actually see that. You'll see it in the past, the ANMP in the past. You'll see, you know, my outlines that I've given you and gave you the nuggets that I developed. So you can get them from Mary Jo. Now, is it as good as going yourself? Probably not, because there might be something that you would have heard that would have struck you because you're coming from a different position than I am. But the idea that you still get to capture all these nuggets, these neat nuggets, that's great that you can be on the Monday calls following that. So how super is that? But the idea of it's constant improvement. Why do I keep going? Why do I keep listening to these specialists, these multimillionaires, when I've made millions of dollars with Manatech? Why do I need to keep going? It, you know, why? Because I am always, I'm green and growing. You know, there's that great Plato and Socrates story that, you know, there are only two states that people ever get in. There's no concept of stability. You're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotting. And it's just a choice of where you want to be. And I hate the R&R. I hate the ripe and rotting concept. So you better believe I want to be always classified in green and growing. And you know what? When I'm 95, if God blesses me with that length of years, I still believe I'm going to be reading books every week because I love to read new things. I love to see new thinking, new processing. I love to do that. I'll probably still be doing Bible studies because I love that as well. I love all that. I love to feed myself to be a better me, always, constant improvement. So go to events, learn and put things into action. Read more books, understand them, teach them, practice them. Some of you just really love my Monday calls and you love it. Then I do book reviews and I go, well, trust me, I do this for me as equal as I do it for you. I mean, what's important to me is that I constantly am reading. I'm constantly picking up new books and learning new things because there's so much great stuff out there, and I want to make sure that I get to share it with you. But I also get the, you know, there's nothing greater than the power of reading it than, you know, writing it down, outlining it, and then teaching it. If you want something to stick inside of you, that's what you get in the habit of doing. And you want to look through all the breakthroughs in every area of network marketing. You know, we don't make major changes. We just make tiny course changes that keep our teams on track, to keep them continuously out there sharing. And you can't beat a person who keeps investing in getting better. And that's a concept that Eric Worre said. You'll never beat a person that constantly invests in getting better. So where do you want to be? You want to be in that. You want to be that person who's constantly investing in being better. And he made a big point here that some people, he says, don't get stuck in personal development. Because some people do. They get so driven by being a better person, they want to read all the personal development books, go to all the guru seminars, blah, 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 blah. And they get so wrapped up in it, it chases them miles away. And, you know, I think I brought this up earlier. I said, you know, when I first started on my path of personal development, which was through the Clemmer Organization, it was huge for me. I mean, I was angry in my first personal mastery class. I walked out of there mad as I could be because of things I found out about myself that I had never seen before. And you know what? When you see your shortcomings, it doesn't make you happy. Or it didn't for me because I saw my competitive side. I saw so many things about me that I was like, oh, my gosh, look at this. You know, and how I take charge and blah, blah. I mean, I just saw all this stuff come out. But it started explaining my life. Many instances in my life which were not very pretty were explained by that event. And so I was entrenched, and I wasn't willing to sign up for the next course because I still had to figure out the first course. I wanted to apply it immediately. I wanted to understand it immediately. So I sponsored like 3 more personal mastery classes before I went on to advance, their second tier, because I really wanted to get this material ingrained in me. And I really got, you know, into that. And then I got my group of people involved in it, and I took them through it. But I finally looked at it, and I said, I could have easily. I mean, it attracted me. Brian Klemmer became a very good friend of mine. I mean, we talked frequently. And I could have easily jumped ship. But I said to myself, you know, you didn't start this path to go and do personal development work, even though it's so attractive. You started it to help change people's lives with these phenomenal products. So I got back focused on Manatech. So you don't want to get stuck in it, but you want to have it always as a part of your life. How can I be better? That's your number one question every day of your life. How can I be better? Keep asking that question. How can I be better? It's a great question. Every day, how can I be better? You want to be a better person? You want to be a better networker? You want to be a better mom, a better grandma, a better spouse, a better Christian, a better Buddhist, a better whatever it is? How can you be better? How can I be a better American, right? How can I be better? How can I be better financially? How can I be better this way? How can I be better? You know, always focus on being better. Don't focus on shortcomings. Don't focus on past by any means. Because you know what? You can't do anything about the past. You can't. It's gone. You can only do something about today and the future. That's all you have control over. And you do have control over it. You just have to step in and take it. So constantly improve. How can I be better? Because that's your future. You know, your life lies in your future. Solve problems fast. This is a cool concept because, and it's something I really believe in. Sometimes I think I can't, sometimes maybe too fast, but he says the idea, you know, these multimillionaire network marketers, they don't let things dwell. They don't let bad seeds, bad apples continue to swarm, and they don't have to theorize about something for 6 months before they take action. And they solve problems fast. So if you have a bad apple in the group, you got somebody that's causing a stir in your business, if you got somebody disrupting you, you know, solve the problem fast. Don't take too long because you're allowing the rot to start seeding through other areas of your business. Grab onto the problem. No drama, no crises. Just squash it in the bug. Take a hose to it. Take immediate action. Don't let any cancers fester in your group because you'll lose people. Some people lose entire legs because of it. So, you know, no one is allowed in your business to participate in inappropriate behavior. So quash it when you find it and deal with it fast. Number 7, competitive. Are these people competitive? Oh, my gosh. The millionaire, they're competitive. They love competition. This is what I talked about, too. What drives you is competition. I mean, some people aren't driven by competition, but, you know, they're competitive. That's why we love to have incentives. That's like we love to be competitive with ourselves. We put up our goal sheet. We put up what's our goal. That's why Mary Jo has March, April, May. I don't have June set yet, but I'm about to put that June up because May's coming to the end. What are my goals for June? Every month you should have goals set for yourself. How many signups you're going to have? How much volume you're going to get to? Blah, blah, blah. You know, that should be an attitude that's in your life every day. It's your business. You are in business. There's not a company out there that doesn't have projections for each month-to-month sales and month-to-month, you know, bottom-line profitability and the activities, special activities they're going to do. Not a company in the world. Why do you think yours is different? Because it's entrepreneurial? Come on. You're running a business. Got to have goals. Got to have projections. What are you going to do by the end of the year? Then what is it going to look like each month? How are you going to grow your business? How many signups are you going to get? How many new customers? When are you going to get the AQ team? When are you going to get AQ personal? When are you going to get to the different leadership levels? All those should be outlined for yourself and stick them on a whiteboard, big as can be in your office so you see it every day. Be competitive. Be competitive. Earn the incentives. Compete with yourself. You know, I used to, on incentives, I was like the number one person. I used to bring 50, and I'm talking about, so I had like 100 people because they got to bring guests. So I'd have 40, 50 associates qualifying, and they'd bring their guests. I'd have almost 100 people on every incentive. Mary Jo was like the incentive queen for years. And some of you know that because you went on incentives, you know, whether it was down to Cancun or it was Alaska Cruises or whatever. It was crazy, man. I was, because I love to take an incentive and understand it and then grind it and put it out to my downline and say, let's all go. Come on, let's make this work. And I'm going to do that with the next incentive again. And, you know, some people ask me, well, Mary Jo, last year or two, you have, and I said, well, I kind of fell off with kind of the incentives that were happening. I didn't like them. I didn't like the Lori Lambert incentives because none of them require that you grow your business. And I'm about growing my business. If I can win an incentive and I don't have to grow my business, the Alaska Cruise one that we just had, you know, you didn't even have to grow your business to win that incentive. That's what I call a stinking incentive. Makes no sense. I'm not going to drive an incentive where people don't have to grow their business. Makes no sense to me. Right? So Manifest's getting back on track. They're making a difference now. It's no more games. Let's do incentives the right way. So we want to be winners. We all want to win. So it's time to, you know, win again, run toward competition. Don't run away from it. Run toward it. And it doesn't mean, you know, if you go, oh, Mary Jo, but I hate losing. Are you kidding? You want to fall in love. Learn this. This is part of personal development, Clemmer 101, right? When somebody else wins, you want to celebrate and jump off the charts in celebration for them. Celebrate with them and for them. If somehow you think you have to be the best at everything, you're going to be the most depressed person I know, because there's always going to be somebody better than you. Whatever you choose to do, there's always somebody who's going to be better. So set a standard that's great, but don't make it so ridiculous that you're just going to cause depression. Number 8, culture. Create a culture that others don't do. In other words, what is your culture? What is your downline all about? What are you all about? Are you about big heart? Are you about speed? Are you about flip-flops? Are you about wearing suits, being formal? Are you about a Christian organization? Are you about non-denominational? Are you about, you know, what is your culture? Be known for something in your culture. Create a culture, because culture drives people. And I think that sometimes we are worried about that because, and I, you know, I'm applying it to myself because I don't want to be excluding people. I live in a world of inclusion, not exclusion. So I think sometimes culture might exclude people, but culture can be great. So what culture could you take if you want to have an inclusive culture and not an exclusive? You could take a culture of M5M. Drive M5M is one of your big stake in the grounds for your business. How many children are we going to feed this month? Let's go out there and let's make a commitment to increase it by 20. Let's increase 20 new children we're going to feed this month, or 30. You know, but build a culture. Get something like, get a purpose. Promote a culture throughout your organization, right? And I kind of have one in mind. I won't talk about it, but I don't think it's as clear because I don't think I've had a clear communication about our culture. I clearly communicate about me, and, of course, the leaders tend to create that culture. But I wrote down the word clarity for me to really start building off of that culture that we have. And I'm not talking about culture at Manatech. I'm talking about culture in your organization. What is it that separates you and gives you some alignment with each other? 9 is simplicity. Keep the process simple. It's one of the reasons we love Manatech Success. That new website, it's simple. It's all there. You don't have to chase it down in 12 different places. It's all there for you to go. You want to make sure that you make it simple. Quit, keep adding on. I call it, what does adding on look like to me? It looks like the Manatech library. I mean, the Manatech library to me is like a garbage dump. It's got so much material, it's impossible to navigate for the majority of people. Some of you are great at it, but majority of people can't navigate it. So it's just throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what sticks. That is not what you want to do, okay? So what are you doing to your downline? Are you telling them 17 different ways to go out prospecting and teaching them new things every 3 weeks? I mean, you keep adding on until you lose people. Have a system and run with it. You never lose the simplicity, because then you lose the duplication. So if you don't have simplicity, you're not going to be duplicatable. And duplication is the core principle of network marketing. So simplify everything. Be against complication. And finally, 10, the vision. People without vision will perish. We know that. That's the truth. So what is your vision? If you don't have one, this is your number one goal to set, to get done in the next week or so. Have a vision for the future. Where are you going? Right? And make sure you help your downline. If you don't have a vision for your own, you were never going to help somebody else set a vision for themselves, ever, because you're phony. There's a lack of sincerity that goes along with that. So what is your vision in changing the world? What is your vision for your legacy? So it's not just about following along. You want to get people to have a vision for their life so they're on fire for their vision. They get inspired from their vision. These million-dollar earners paint their vision stronger than anyone else, and they communicate their vision with the world. And that's what really floats their boat. That's what drives them. That's what makes it work. So you need a vision. So spend time on that. That's it, people. Hope you enjoyed it. Any comments, questions, anything? Help? Did you give yourself a grade on 1 through 10? Or you want to go back and do that now? Where do I need to put work in? These are pretty classic principles of network marketing. Classic. Each one of us. Okay, everyone, have a great day. Work on these. Work on yourself. Work on business building. And don't miss Tuesday Night Live and get ready to explode your business like never before. I'm so excited for everybody, and I'm very excited, but let's make sure we got that foundation down. And these steps we talked about today are critical for laying that foundation. So get to work on them. Share them with your downline. See if they can, you can help them progress at the same pace that you are. Because I'm sure we all have some, you know, we all have some grades on different categories here that don't fall in the A or B category, right? They might be C's or D's that we've graded ourselves on. So make it happen. Get her done. All right, everybody. Love you guys. See you soon.
Thank
Talk
you.
Soon. You bet. You bet. Bye.